welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and I'm going to start this week's show by writing out my own P45 and sacking myself because nobody on Godsurf is going to be able to follow what John did last week. If you haven't had a chance to tune in, I recommend you listen to his Organ Oddities programme. It certainly put a smile on my face, and I'm really not quite sure how I'm going to follow that. Nonetheless, I have to, and on this week's show, we shall be delving into the realm of 45 RPM records. Now, I'll explain in a little bit what an EP is and what a single is for perhaps our younger listeners who might not have a clue what's being said. However, on this week's show, we're featuring music that's exclusively almost released on this format, the only exception being the first track, and we'll kick straight off with that. And it sees Fats Waller at the Compton Organ installed in the EMI studios in Abbey Road on one of his trips to London in the interwar years. On this number, Fats is joined by his Continental Rhythm, which no doubt is a bunch of musicians who happen to be in the studio that day. And in fact, this particular track features a young Edmundo Ross on percussions. Anyway, what better than perhaps the piece Fats is known most for writing, Ain't Misbehaving, and this is quite a lot of fun. Fats Waller, originally on 78 RPM record and then re-released on a 45 RPM EP. Now, what is an EP? Well, it's a 7-inch vinyl record, plays at 45 RPM, but instead of about 6 minutes, which you'd get on a single, an EP will play about 12 minutes, so you get double your money. Now, a lot of the time, a group of EPs would be combined to make an LP, or some old 78s would be combined to make an EP. However, a small number of recordings are exclusive to this format that weren't re-releases or re-released. And some of them are incredibly hard to find. In fact, avid vinyl collectors might be surprised at what they've not yet come by. Nonetheless, let's move on to the unlikely combination of ballet music and Reginald Dixon. This EP is simply called Ballet Egyptian, and it sees Reginald Dixon playing a selection of music for the score over both sides of the record. Now, we've only got time to hear the first part of that, but nonetheless, it's interesting to see what Reg does with what you might call a serious piece of music. Now, I know that this EP was released in stereo as well as mono. I only have a mono copy, but nonetheless, I hope you enjoy the music. So here we go, Reginald Dixon in 1960 with a Ballet Egyptian. Thank you. Mr. Blackpool there fading away, and the ballet Egyptian at the Tower Ballroom. David Shepherd's first ever commercial recording was exclusively released on an EP format and sees David at the fine Compton organ in the Taverham Hall in Norfolk. This was one of those small yet powerful yet very diverse instruments in a good acoustic, as I'm sure you'll about to hear and agree with me. Here's then David tackling one of the novelty numbers that Sidney Torch made famous many, many years ago, written by Leslie Clare, and it's called Dance of the Blue Marionettes. David Shepherd on his first ever commercial recording at the Taverham Hall, Compton, with Dance of the Blue Marionettes, showing off varying facets of the Compton organ. Now, the combination of your old organ grinder friend Robin Richmond and Hammond organ is one not to be missed. Robin's recording output on Hammond was extensive, and in 1955 he made an EP which was called The Hits of 1955. Could you imagine doing an EP of music, The Hits of 2020, on a Hammond organ? I think not. However, The Hits of 1955 are certainly very memorable ones, and here's one of the tracks recorded live with a drummer at the Celebrity Restaurant in London. Here's Unchained Melody, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom, and Stranger in Paradise. Robin Richmond in rumba mode with Unchained Melody, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom, White and Stranger in Paradise. And it's hard to believe that those three standards were written as late, or at least made famous, in 1955. Like Robin Richmond, Joseph Steele's recording output, featuring him at the Regal stroke ABC Kingston-upon-Thames Wurlitzer, was extensive. It's again one of those combinations of organ and organist that's undisputable. And in fact, if you try and play that Wurlitzer in a different style to what Joe intended, it tends to fight back a little. Whereas if you approach it in the melodic Joseph Steele way, it tends to obey your commands. Nonetheless, this was an EP he recorded in the 50s called Interlude for Organ. And on it is Lullaby of Broadway for you when I take my sugar to tea, and a small pause in the record, and we continue with I'll See You in My Dreams, Bye Bye Blues, and I'll See You Again.
Thank you.
the unmistakable sound of Joseph Seal with that medley ending in I'll See You Again. In 1973, Brian Sharp made his first recordings with Grosvenor Records, a partnership which produced a great number of subsequent LPs. The first recording was a single, not an EP, a single, so two tracks, about 3 minutes each, and here's Brian with a very fun and lively arrangement of Tiger Rag. Brian Sharp with Tiger Rag, and I'm sure that some of Brian Sharp's aficionados will be able to tell me what's going on and what Brian is playing, but it sounds like there's a Hammond organ in there, obviously a live drummer, and goodness knows what else to produce that fine recording of Tiger Rag. Well, that's it for our spotlight on organ recordings on 45 RPM Records. It sounds like a bit of a geeky show, but I think that the variety has been good this week, although perhaps not as humorous as last week. Looking ahead, we've got our last part of our International Musical Melodies on Monday as we travel around the UK. And then next Thursday, I shall be back at the microphone where we throw spotlight to the Wurlitzer that once was in the Paramount New York with a special show detailing the organ's history and all you need to know about it. But for now, this is Damon Cox saying